If your existence doesn't leave a hole, and it's not because you want people to go through pain, it's because you want to be so valuable to people that when you're gone, it's felt. A lot of people in this world that work really, really hard to be so valuable that when they left, it was impactful, and they feel like they really did their best with their ride, because you only get one, right? I'd love to be known as a man that was a savage leader that completely fought against hypocrisy in every way, lived his truth completely. Not only a leader of men, but somebody that really had a heart for all men and all people, because I feel like helping men is a direct way to not only help men, but also to help women. If we create stronger men in this world, then we create a better world for both men and women.
Facts, yeah.
I want to be remembered as a person that was all those things. And I think the final thing I'd want to be known for is I'd want people to say that I had a beautiful mind. Yeah, physically attractive, handsome, strong, all these things, but he was an intelligent man. I challenge any young man to do this. Go sit down in your room, close your eyes, and imagine all the people that love you in a room, and your coffin's in there, and you're in that coffin and you've passed. Write down everything that that preacher or your loved one would say about you, your integrity, your accomplishments, and who you were as a man. It's one of the most impactful exercises you will ever do in your life. It puts things in perspective. It's dark. It's a little bit painful. If you don't know where you're going in life and you don't have a direction, sit down, close your eyes, imagine that you're dead and gone, and think about the overall story of how they would talk about you at your funeral with your loved ones in the room and you laying there in that casket. It's a very powerful exercise. I advise all young men to do it. It will really help get your perspective of your life, where you're going, what you're currently doing, in line, and kind of put a foot in your ass, because it's a dark thing to do, but I think it's a very healthy thing for any man to do and to revisit.
There's one thing that's guaranteed in life, and that's death. And the thing you guys got to understand is that on your tombstone, it's going to have your birthday followed by your death day. And what you're defined by is a dash in between. What did you do during that fucking dash? Right. And I don't think enough guys take that seriously. During that dash, did you create a legacy or did you embarrass the legacy? Did you make the people around you better or did you be a detriment to society? Are people proud to carry your last name? Is your son gonna be able to walk into a room and people are gonna respect him off of your accomplishments, or that he's gonna be embarrassed, he's gonna have to change his last name because of your failures?
Right.
Is the woman that you had, is she going to be proud and be able to sit there and actually cry real sobs of sorrow?
Yeah.
Because you passed away, or is she gonna cry tears of joy because you're a fucking loser and she's gonna get a better guy?
And this is also not an excuse for a young man to put it off until his 30s.
That's true.
Because your hard work and your dedication and your grit and all that shit, that is not a guaranteed path to success. Many, many people have given their heart to their business and failed,
exactly.
Flat out fucking failed. They did everything right. They went to bed. They didn't party. They studied. They did everything and they still fucking lost. So if you're young, you might need to do that enough times. And in fact, in a lot of ways, I feel like I experienced this.
Yeah.
I banged my head against this fucking business again and again and again and again and again and again and never got what I was really looking for. Like, I had goals for 30 that I did not hit because I was not qualified to make them at 24.
Yep.
I set goals at 24 that I was not qualified to make at that time for 30. And so when I got to 30, in a lot of ways, I felt like I failed, but I kept pushing against that thing and I finally hit that motherfucker and it cracked open. And for that reason, what if I would have started at 31? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be sitting here at 36 at where I'm at. So it's not an excuse to put it off for the young guys,
yeah,
but
don't
if
put
you
it off.
Are in your 30s and you haven't started yet, dude, your clock is gonna run. Dude, you could be a big G at 50, 55. You have plenty of runway. Get started at any time, because it's never not a good time to start if you're trying to be comfortable. You're not going to put yourself through the pain of studying and understanding and the pain of doing, so you don't become competent. If you don't become competent, then you have to face fear in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I needed to estimate a metal building project and the building was 100,000 square feet. If I had not gone through the pain of doing 5,000 square foot, 10,000, bam, bam, bam. Now I can just take a phone call and be like, okay, what's the size of the building? Take me through the spreadsheet. I can see that spreadsheet in my mind. I built it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can see every row when they're telling me, like, the different attributes. This kind of panel, this kind of walls, got a weld over here, this kind of roof, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, how much? And did you put this in there? Did you account this? Okay, cool. Send out the bid. That bid might be 700, 800 grand.
Yeah.
Just one project. Boom. I might make 200-300 grand. I took a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm not scared because I went through all the pain. I got away from comfort.
Yep.
That comfort builds competence.
Yep.
And when you have competence, what other people would look at as fear, I look at as fucking money.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Competence is the arch nemesis of fear when you really think about
it.
Because if you're competent, you don't have the water to grow the tree of fear.
It's There's no fogginess. I can see it.
Yeah, you can see it.
The lights are flipped on, the door's open, the boogeyman's right there, and I know the deal. So
not knowing. following is literally the base root of fear. Think about it. When you're watching a horror movie, Jason, Freddy Krueger, whatever.
Yes.
The most chilling times are when they're in a fucking dark room and you don't know where the fuck he's at.
Yeah.
That's where the fear comes from, not knowing.
Yes, it's not
so
knowing.
So when Jason comes out with the fucking machete, you're like, oh shit, you didn't know he was there.
Exactly.
Right?
And you don't, you know he's there somewhere, but you don't know where he is.
You don't know where he is.
You know where he is.
But if Jason is in front of you and you see he's there, now I know where he's at. Do I have the weapons to take him on?
Do I have the competency?
Exactly.
And that's the competency. So if the lights are on and I have an AK and he's just got a knife or a machete, the risk is still there, but I'm competent enough to shoot straight. And I think that's what stops people from stepping into that room and stepping into that arena and taking action in their life. It's that cycle of those two things.
And it really does come down to a lack of fucking competency.
Right. And how the inaction ends up snowballing into fear and then inaction again.
And that's the equation of failure, my friends. Lack of competency inevitably creates fear.
Right. Understand that once you achieve a certain level of competency, you'll no longer look to your father to meet it because you'll find it within yourself. You'll be able to start to guide yourself once you get to a certain level. And so that is your job and only your job to do. And please don't ever make the mistake of thinking your father owes you something. You yourself have everything you ever need to be your own father if you go take it and really take responsibility over where you land in your life. In no way, shape, or form do I look at my father and think that he is going to be any reason why I succeed or fail in life. Once you get to a certain place inside of yourself, that you'll find that you are all that you're actually going to need, and you'll be the only guiding factor that is going to be necessary for you to do what you set out to do.
And getting a mentor is really important too. And you got to understand, sometimes you might outgrow your mentor, and there's nothing wrong with that. So your dad might be your first mentor. You outgrow that. Now it's time to, you know, upgrade and get a more advanced mentor. And there's nothing wrong with that. Every father that really loves his son, his goal is for his son to be better than him.
Absolutely. It's the only man you want to be better than you in a lot of ways.
Your job as a son is to surpass your father. And if you don't, quite frankly, you're a fucking failure. So there's nothing wrong with getting a mentor and outgrowing a mentor. That's a sign that you've grown, and you might have to go ahead and scale up and get a better mentor.
I think it can turn in time. I think we're filling a gap of either fathers or big brothers that love guys enough to actually hit them upside the fucking head. As science and like the internet and the whole thing is coming around, I think we're in a very interesting time in history. I think that's really, really important for the progress, is that we as men are the problem until we become strong enough as a unit to lead correctly. It's the feminization of men that I really worry about. And I believe that if we can help make just a few more guys stronger via tough love, the truth, encouragement, and education, then we can help men be better as a whole. And for that reason, not only men will be happier, but women will be happier as
well. For sure.
It is men's fault. And so if we have to jump on a couple of swords in order to toughen up some guy, and that's another thing too, I don't even blame the men. Really, until you have consciousness on a subject and choose not to anything about it, you're not a pussy, bro. Wait, I can take charge of this. I can speak with conviction. I can be a hero to my wife and my children and like really turn up and really know what it is to be a man. Until you understand what that means, I don't think you're a pussy. I think you have lack of information. Now, once I fucking tell you, you are now a coward. But until then, a lot of these guys, they grew up with a single mom, man. She was doing her best. She loved him. Maybe she overloved him, or maybe she didn't put him in tough enough situations. Now he's like put out into the world as being a man and he's acting feminine. So maybe he finds us. Maybe he turns it around. If we could do that for enough guys, then they can become leaders. We can start making men hard again, because I think that's very, very important. I'll tell you another thing too. I truly believe in value exchange. And I think that if you're honest and upfront about it, there's not an issue with it. I expect some of you guys to win so big that you send me a message one day and say, hey, Justin, I want to invest in your property. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to do this. Or I know this guy that can get you this metal building contract somewhere in Virginia or something like that. Mm-hmm. Exchange of value is real. And that's profit is not a bad word. Making money together is not a bad word. So like, I think most people are close enough to get their fitness right somewhere between 6 months and 18 months, depending how far off you are.
Yeah.
If you were to really, really get after it and really dedicate yourself to it. And I think in a lot of ways, you can make some huge strides in business in the same amount of time and make some money. It's not too late. There's never a reason to quit fighting, and there's never a reason to accept mediocrity just because you feel like you're getting a late start. I love doing this because it's like we have the expectation of you that you're gonna go win. I'm not talking just to talk. Some of you guys are gonna be real fucking winners, and a lot of you guys listening, I honestly think, especially like if you're a younger guy, you educating yourself on just red pilling yourself from what the world says on all all categories, you have a better chance than 99.9% of people, because you're not going to be living in the false reality that it's just going to be all sunshine and rainbows. And I hope that we're giving you advice that can help you not only understand that, but navigate through the things that are coming.
So, if you're watching this content, you're already like, you know, in a rare breed already just for like watching and understanding this content. If you apply just a portion of what we tell you guys, just by doing that, going to the gym, you're beating out most guys.